Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. If I may comment regarding e-bikes, I completely agree with Andrew Phillips' column entitled, Rude, Oblivious Behavior's Biggest Trail Issues. I believe it is simply a matter of communication, education, awareness. As I mentioned previously, I walk and ride the trails every day. The vast majority of e-bike riders are seniors who ride at a leisurely pace and provide warning of approach to others, myself included. How many seniors will we put at risk if we force them onto the roads? I now use my e-bike for all my errands for which I used to drive my car. Is this not what our eco-warriors, and government, are demanding? The most dangerous riders are the spandex brigade, as a previous letter writer had so aptly described them. They fly along the paths at 40-plus kilometers per hour, have no warning devices and no consideration for others. I know that because my bike has a speedometer, theirs don't. Finally, if I keep my e-bike at pedal assist zero or the battery is not charged, it then becomes simply a bicycle, and, therefore should it not then be immune to the ban? How on earth do you enforce that? As always, bureaucrats resort to the easiest solution, for them, ban it. Steve Rowe, Midland.